You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out. What do you got?
Some good news that hopefully will help your girl too. So minimum wage, I'm just saying, okay? Friday is not just the 1st of July and the 1st of the best month in the entire year, but you know, neither here nor there. The minimum wage for LA, so if you work in LA, will go up. It will come in effect Friday, July 1st, and it will go up from $15 to $16.04. That's very exact. I don't know how they came up with that, but $16.04, and it covers all employees. Also, you should look into your company's policy, because not only does it include minimum wage going up, but also other benefits like time off, sick time, and all those good things. But if you work in the hotel industry, your minimum wage will actually go up even more. It'll be $18.17, which is, again, I don't know how they come up with this, but very exact.
$18 and how many cents?
17.
Oy vey.
Exactly, right? Like, it can't be like a cool even number, like $20. I mean, it's going up, but you know what I'm saying? Like 17 cents.
Yeah, come on, do a little more.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if minimum wage is going up, your girl would like a raise. Just putting it out there. Just saying. Just saying,
hey.
Okay? I'm throwing it out there.
Hashtag get Laura paid.
Inflation, people.
I'm just saying, all of us, you know, I'm just saying.
Maybe it was $18, but they put in the 17 cents for inflation.
Huh.
17 cents?
It doesn't cover your gas to the gas station.
Right. What a messy number, though. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this person worked 40 hours this week at $18.17. It comes to this. Like, well, if you just make things even, it's just a whole lot easier, I think.
Well, that's for hotel employers. But if you're just like regular, not working in the hotel business, it's $16.04. That's what I'm saying. It's so exact.
You know what?
So
I'd rather give up the 4 cents, because when I work my 40 hours at the end of the week, that's $1.60.
Hell nah. No. Don't take those 4 cents out. I'm just saying.
No, yeah. You got to keep the 4 cents.
Oh, hey, Laura, I feel like I actually owe you some money, don't I?
I don't think so.
Remember the other day when you went to the vending machine?
Oh, my God, Cap. No, I got you. It's
you know
water.
You know that we have a vending machine that is on the honor system?
Yeah, I know. You open like a door. Yeah.
Yeah, I owe it like $3 for some beef jerky that I gave to Greg.
Wait, so you go into the machine and you take something and then you're supposed
it's
to pay for it?
It's not a machine. It's well, just the, a big the, open like movie theater the, style.
Concession yeah,
and
stand
the,
thing,
the,
yeah.
The drinks are in like a fridge that opens. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you pay.
I mean, all of us,
right.
Like, on the
rail. I
mean,
you should be paying first, in theory.
Well, he was, I will give it to Cap, because he was, you know, he had to go play Game of Games or something, right, Cap? The day that you guys were here. And he's like, I got 30 seconds. They were yelling at him. I'm like, Cap, take the water. Like, you can come back and pay for it, but I just
And of course
paid
you
for
never
it.
Paid for it.
No, I didn't,
I just
because Laura did. But, you know, I had this thing happen to me at the grocery store the other night. I bought all these groceries, and I had a card, like a congratulations card in the front of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for all my groceries, and then I was walking out, and I realized I didn't pay for the card.
Stole it.
So I ask you all three. Do you walk out with the card, $3.50 greeting card? Do you walk out with the $3.50 card, or do any of you go back in and pay for it?
You pay
for
it, man.
Why don't you just go in and
Where were you when you realized that you didn't pay for it? You were still in the store?
I pushed the cart. I turned left. I was walking for the exit. I looked down.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
back.
The card.
You're still in there. You go back.
You're still in the store. Yeah, you go back. It's wrong. So if you were home, maybe I'd be like, I don't know, I guess.
Here's
but
what
like,
went.
You're there on the right. premises
Cappy.
Still.
Here's what happened in my head.
Just go to a manager and say, hey, they didn't charge me for this. I'm sorry. It was just I had all this stuff. And the manager will ring it up separately somewhere.
So I had this immediate internal conflict, right? Like, it's $3.50. They're
okay, wait.
It.
Can I describe like what you're doing? Like, you're pushing the car out.
Yep.
You're pushing the car out. I can see this happening. So you make the left from the checkout counter, okay? Right. Uh-huh. And you're going down the little, like, hallway, passageway that leads to the exit door.
Right. Like, and I'm passing lottery machines.
Right, right. And you're getting your flowers, probably. And, like, when you get towards the exit door, you realize, oh, crap, there's the card, and I didn't pay for it. And then you stop. And then knowing you, you kind of, your eyes kind of become beady and move left to right a little bit. Like is anyone looking at me?
Do they have surveillance cameras?
Do I know? Start looking up.
Will an alarm go off when I walk out over a card?
Right. And this is all going through your mind and being processed at 7,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And then you just like, whatever. And you just keep going.
So you know what? Because this was on Monday night. I was just about at the exit door, and I looked down. I saw the card. George, you described it perfectly.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, it's just bad karma if I don't pay for it.
Good for you.
So I turned around, and I went to the self-checkout, and I paid for it by the self-checkout.
Cappy, you know what? Good man, because I had a situation happen to me and my boyfriend on Sunday. We went to the Citadel, and I was telling people here that the Coach store was so busy, they had to make you wait in line. And we saw two big bags of like Nike stuff. Somebody was in line, left them there. And we looked and we're like, dude, this is like decked out with Nike stuff. And we both looked at each other like, whose is it? Do we keep it? And I was like, no, babe, we got to go return. Like, we got to give it to somebody. So we go to the Coach girl that's like, you know, monitoring the line. And I said, hey, someone left this in line. It's not ours. And the guy in the front of the line is like, oh, that's mine. Like, it's mine. I don't know if it was really his, but I was like, I don't need the bad karma. But then I thought about it.
That's the way you should do it. All right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Caesar's in Long Beach. What's up, Caesar? He's been holding patient.
What's up, George? Wow. I feel like the Joker when he went on TV. I can't believe I'm here. A long-time listener, first-time caller. Love you guys. You guys make my drive each and every day from work to home. Hey, as a Dodger fan, I'm starting to feel a little disrespected.
Yeah.
I was planning on buying Freeman's jersey, but guess what? I think I'll keep on rocking my Seager number 5 jersey. I feel like Atlanta started this mess. If they want Freeman as much as he wants to be back in Atlanta, put your money where your mouth is. Give us Olsen. Give us some pitching. Everyone's happy, and we continue this championship run with the Dodgers. We're a great organization,
yeah,
a great team. I don't think anyone should be even thinking of their previous team because they're lucky to be here. We're great fans. We embrace Freddie. We were screaming the first day that he was here. Mm-hmm. I don't think we deserve it. I'm not saying he deserves what happened to him, but at the end of the day, move on. Live in the now.
Right. Get over it, dude.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for the call, pal. Appreciate it, Caesar. Here's an interesting tweet. I want to make sure I found it here. Here we go. So it says, oh, damn it, I lost it. It was basically a guy who tweeted who said to me, oh, here he is, Hooper's X, at Hooper's X. I think Freeman being from the OC and not LA plays a part in this. LA can feel like a different world from the OC, so maybe it's not as much a homecoming as he expected it to be. I don't know if I would go down that path, but I mean, I'm not going to say I completely rule that out.
No, I mean, listen, George, when Freddie Freeman signed with the Dodgers and everybody went, hey, he's a kid coming home.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, not exactly. You know, I mean, if he were going to the Angels, you know, you might say, well, he's a kid coming home.
Right. I don't think that is probably the case, but you know, that's just me speculating. But again, it's a good point. I'm not going to rule it out, Hooper X.
Listen, the thing about Freddie Freeman is this. Guys, I understand what Caesar just was saying, and I think a lot of Dodger fans would feel the exact same way.
For
like,
sure.
I wanted to buy a Freeman jersey.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I'm starting to feel like he doesn't really want to be here.
Right. That is the sense. I would agree. Let me go to Jay in East L.A. Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long time, first time.
Yo, Jay.
Yeah, I can't disagree with the caller ahead of me. I just think that you got to kind of compartmentalize, or however you say that word.
No, that's it.
Like his emotions are separate from maybe some of that business side. Like, he just went back and got a ring. That's very emotional for anyone who's ever won one. And so, you know, probably carried it through the series. But just look at the numbers. The dude is an amazing player. I think, you know, with all of the Kershaw comments, too, he's going to move past it. I don't know who played the Braves again for the rest of the season, but I don't think it's anything to worry about going forward. He's here for a long time and a good time. And, I mean, yeah, he's an insane athlete. And I think there's too much investment into, like, yeah, we all got emotions. We're going to cry when we see, you know, somebody we want to be with. But at the same time, he's doing his job and he's killing it. That's basically what I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, for any emotion that you think he was dealing with, the guy is having a really good first half of the season. He's hitting .306. He's got 8 home runs. Guy's playing. You know, I think that he is, for the most part, George, at least through, again, the first half of the season, which isn't over quite yet. But I think he's lived up to the expectations that Dodger fans had for him.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree wholeheartedly. I think that it's, on the field, yes. But I think this thing is starting to linger and it's going to annoy people. Like, I totally get that. Because, again, part of this is on him. Mm-hmm. He should be in control. Now, yesterday, speaking of being in control.
Yeah.
We were talking about this guy at the Mandy's that was in the VIP area.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, he's a big, tall dude with, like, beard, right?
Good looking.
And
I long, told you, long goatee. Like a
beard. Like
9 or 10-inch goatee.
Not like ZZ Top. More like a Jim D'Anvil Neidhart, basically.
Right. And you know, George, I did ask him, can I touch it?
Of course you did. And you meant the beard.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you, Laura. So.
I mean, I know it's creepy, but he didn't think it was creepy. He was like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, he was totally into it. So I ran into him in the VIP, and I just assumed he was, like, tight with somebody. But he finagled his way into the VIP area.
Yeah, he acted like he owned the joint.
And Cappy's after party.
Nobody knew who he was. We all assumed he was, like, someone's friend or something.
Right. So, and when I was at the bar, I came in during the show. And he was the only guy back there, and I was ordering one drink. Oh, I think it was just like a bourbon from Jim Beam, I think. And he was back there, and he's like, yo, can we do a shot? I'm like, nah, I'm just going to do bourbon, bro, like whatever, you know, like. And he's like, okay, well, how about a shot of water? And I'm like, okay, whatever. So we did a shot of water, and we faked it. It was funny. And I'm like, this guy's crazy. And now this guy is on the line. Bacon. Dustin from Simi Valley. How the hell did you pull that off? It was hilarious.
Hey, you know, all I did was I just walked up to the bouncer outside, and I just said, hey, this is VIP, right? And he said, yes, sir, it is. And he showed me the way through the door, so I walked right in there.
See, that's how, or I've explained this to you. That's what you do. You walk up to the security to be there. You know, and Dustin, that was a great job. When you asked the question, hey, this is the VIP place, right? Oh, well, a guy like me is supposed to be here, clearly. Dustin, before you say anything else about, you know, your experience at the Mandy's, I want to just remind you, what happens at the after party must remain at the after party.
Oh, I don't know anything about no after party.
There you go. Good man.
Hey, how do we lock in tickets for next year? When's the soonest? Because I know I bought my tickets for this show the minute you guys said they went on sale. And I know they sold out in like a day. I want to make sure I get in there.
George, do you know when tickets will be available for next year's Mandy's?
Do I look like Ticketmaster or SeatGeek or like, you know, yeah. Stop up? What the hell do
Dustin,
I know?
Dustin, you had a shot of water with George backstage.
He did.
Do you think George looks like Ticketmaster?
No.
Hey, you know what? He took a shot of water with me, so he likes to play the game, so that's fun. Maybe he just knows somebody I don't.
Let me
ask you a question. Why wait till next year, Dustin? You know that we're having this gigantic wiffle ball game on July 15th,
yep.
Which is going to be awesome, dude. Why, you got to come back, man. You're like part of the fam now.
Well, okay, when is it? July what?
July 15th. It's a Friday.
Bring me a gift.
Friday. Okay, July 15th. Let me see my – oh, you know what? I can't. I have back surgery on July 15th.
Oh, dude. Oh, wow.
Dude,
sucks.
Delay it. Delay it until like
which
July 18th.
I'm having a double fusion on my lower back on the 15th.
Dude. Ouch. Good luck, man.
You got to hold back on taking the water shots, man.
Yeah. That's why I didn't mind taking the water shot with him. You know, you got to pace yourself. So,
yeah.
Dustin, it was great hanging out with you, man. Thanks for letting me touch your really, really long goatee, which I was fascinated by. I was staring at it for a long time. And then you and your posse of dudes who came to the after party, man. You guys were super cool. It's great hanging with you guys.
Hell yeah. Next time I see you, we'll do the same. I promise.
All right,
water shots for everybody.
Appreciate you. Feel better. Have a good surgery. Is
gosh,
that what you're
July 15th.
Supposed to say?
I don't know. I mean, good luck, I think.
That security guard, though, had some because he,
bro, he almost didn't let me into the VIP for a second.
That's what I was gonna say. He didn't. He almost didn't let Amanda and Lindsay, but then like this guy didn't have nothing. Let him in.
You know, Dustin here in there.
When you're big like Dustin, you look at a security guard.
Yeah, he looked like an athlete. Yeah,
right, you make eye contact with the security guard. You give him a head nod. And then what guys do is they go like this. This is exactly what they do. They say, "What's up, big guy?" So it's a big guy thing. One big guy looks at another big guy, make eye contact. They make a head nod, and they go, "What's up, big guy?" And then you're in.
But he's George Sedano. He's in the league.
I know, but this guy's a big dude. So regardless, he just kind of looks like.
I know what he means.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're done here.
George is in the league.
We are done here. I am in the league.
You are.
More people want to chime in on Freddie Freeman's situation. Feel free at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Coming up next, Shaq. Shaq with a moment of honesty. And Kevin Durant clap back at him because, of course, Kevin Durant claps back at everybody. We'll get to that in a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Lindsay, you know who we should get on this week?
Who?
Our pal, Ariel Helwani.
Okay, I like Ariel. He's great.
Because
he's
the UFC card this weekend is pretty stacked. You want to watch UFC, Cappy?
You know, is it Saturday night? I assume it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and sneak in. And since
well, you're
going to
be
in Vegas.
Vegas.
I'm going to sneak in like
Vegas,
that guy did.
I gotta
Lindsay,
go
baseball, you're going into Vegas this weekend, huh?
Uh-huh.
For 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, my friend and I planned on going a long time ago, and I kind of forgot it was 4th of July weekend, but whatever.
By the way, this song is a jam. Can I hear a little of this?
Do you know who this is?
Doja Cat?
Nope.
Then I have no idea.
It's not Doja Cat?
No. It's the daughter of someone you are boycotting.
Oh, this is Will Smith's daughter.
Yep.
Does she still just go by Willow?
Yes.
She has a pretty singing voice.
I am boycotting dad. I don't want to make it personal with daughter. You know what I mean?
With the children?
Yeah. I'm DWW.
Leave the children out of it.
Yeah. I'm down with Willow.
Willow.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, maybe not say it like that, though. She's pretty young.
You mean being down with somebody is not like just meaning like, hey, I'm cool with that person?
Yeah, you're cool. You're cool. If he would have said he was getting down, that's a different story.
No, that's different.
Oh, I thought that's what he said. That's what I was like, Kevy.
Well, I was getting down to the music.
Oh, okay. So I heard wrong. My bad.
But I'm down with the young person.
Cappy, do you want to watch UFC somewhere?
Saturday night?
Yeah.
I could be convinced.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's a great card. It really is. So you got the co-main events of Israel Adesanya against Jared Cannonier.
Mm-hmm.
Volkanovski against Holloway is the other co-main event, which is awesome. Strickland and Pereira is going to be good. Robbie Lawler, who's an old-timer, is on the card. Pedro Munhoz against Sean O'Malley. You would love Sugar Sean O'Malley. I mean, that guy is your kind of guy.
He's amazing.
You would totally meet him, and you'd be like, bring it in, Sugar Sean.
Sugar Sean O'Malley, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would totally be in on Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Okay.
He's like a polarizing character in UFC at the moment because he's really talented, but people complain that he doesn't fight like the top guys, or he hasn't fought the top guys. And you know, now he's fighting a Pedro Munhoz, a pretty good fighter. You know what I mean? So that can potentially go away, and if Sean wins, then you know, he's at least fought somebody who's ranked. You know?
How's his Muay Thai?
He's like he's a very talented, long, gangly type of fighter. Like he's very fast. He's long. He's very entertaining. He's good on the mic. He says a lot of crazy stuff.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
That's what I'm saying. You would totally tell him bring it in.
By the other, let me tell you something else. This six pack of abs that he got right here, and this really cool like Trans Am tattoo across his chest.
Yeah.
And then the really dope like rainbow afro. thing that he got going. I love this guy, and I haven't even seen him fight yet.
Yeah. Yeah. You will love him. You will
Sugar
love him.
Shane, bring it in, my dog.
Yeah. You would love him. Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be great. If I wish we'd go to, if I wasn't going to Vegas next week, I would say let's just go.
Oh, by the way, George, Lindsay Baseball and I are starting to get real serious about coming to Vegas for summer league.
Well, then you'd have, if you're all going to be there, we need to find a studio then, if that's the case. Yeah, or Lindsay has to bring a Comrex.
I mean, I'm already in, Cap. Let's make this happen.
So if you're going to bring a, if you're going to bring like the Comrex unit for us to broadcast from there, Greg has to set you up with the guy Albert from summer league.
All right, look, I'm an idea guy. Okay, I'm not an execution guy.
The but idea Clinton, was, that mean Clinton is coming? Because I thought Clinton was doing the whole week.
That'd be great to have Clinton come as well.
Too. Yeah. I think that instead of having you handle it, Cap, I think I need to speak to the powers that be.
Oh,
yeah,
there's
you,
no doubt.
You handling it is not going to work.
No, no, just it was a, it's a good idea, but when it comes to execution, I'm out. I'm in on ideas, I'm out on execution.
Well, like I said, I have comp rooms like for the rest of my life at MGM Hotel. So
why? What have you done at MGM?
I gamble a lot when I go there. Like
millions of dollars?
No, I mean I play slots and craps, and like it's all about the coin in, coin out, Cap. Like I don't walk away losing, but like I gamble a lot of money when I'm there, and like you know. I usually end up leaving there like about even a little bit up, but I get all the free food and free rooms.
Right,
because
you use
time.
The little card,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you get credit for it.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you gamble all night, you win like a jackpot or two.
Yeah, Cappy, do you not use
the card?
Keep
gambling with their money, and then you lose it all, and then you're like, oh, at least I had a good time because it was all just gambling with house money.
Yeah, I think the only card I have, the only Players Club card I have is at Bellagio.
Well, that works at any MGM hotel.
Oh,
but if you did come to Summer League, like, for example, I have the late game, the last game on Monday night. Mm-hmm. I have Portland and the Knicks. So,
it's on July 11th, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Because I got to be back for Friday night because, you know, George, I got to rake at the wiffle ball game.
Yeah, so we would go like Tuesday to Thursday, and I looked up flights, and they're like less than $100, and it's like on normal airlines, too.
Oh, like there you go.
United and Delta.
Well,
like
on Tuesday, there's the big Lakers-Clippers matchup.
Oh, yeah. We got to go, Cap.
At 8 o'clock, it's the last game of the night.
I'm starting to really, really think that this summer league thing could happen.
I'm in. I already booked my room. You know, I'll book my flight because it's $100 and, you know, get a refund if I need to.
There you go.
Oh, God. This is,
so then
this
just do it, Cappy. Bring Rachel with you.
The hard part is me
put
actually
doing
it. Put it
in the Calendly.
Remember what I said?
I can do it for you, Cap, and then you could just Venmo me, okay?
No, don't do that. I mean, he almost walked out with the card. I mean, let's not get
that's
too
true,
crazy.
That's true.
I also didn't pay for my bottle of water in our company vending machine. I asked Laura to pay for it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, she can. I mean, she was able to.
Let me see what other Laker games we've got here that we could do in those 2 days. Do the Lakers play again?
Somebody needs to ask Clinton
Tuesday.
If he wants to go. Somebody has to ask Clinton.
No, they play
we don't
Friday
even need to ask Clinton. Clinton's in. Like, he's definitely going to want to go.
Really? You think so?
100%.
Okay.
He'd be all in on that. And if not, I know who would be. Beto.
Really?
Beto would totally. By the way, the Lakers, you can see the Lakers on Saturday. Because the first summer league is actually not it's not summer league. It's called the California Classic, which they're going to play in the Bay Area.
Wait a second. Is there a preseason to summer league? You're
kidding. Well, there used to be a bunch of different ones, like little mini summer leagues. Okay. I mean, the original one was like Orlando, but there used to be a bunch of mini ones. Like Utah used to do one, and Orlando did one, obviously, and Vegas is the big one. But the Bay Area does one, and it's like the Lakers, Warriors, Heat, and I think the Kings. It's just four teams. And they call it the California Classic. I think the Heat are only there literally because it gives Riley an opportunity to be at his Malibu mansion. So just to be on this side of the country. But you can watch the Heat and Lakers on Saturday. They're playing the first summer league game of the season, the California Classic. I think Saturday afternoon on ESPN2.
What's the day on that? July 9th?
No, like, bro, like
this Saturday. No way, this Saturday?
July 2nd, yes.
Well, I'm busy. I'm watching the UFC fight.
No, but you can watch the Heat and Lakers and then watch the UFC fight later. The Heat and Lakers is like at 1 o'clock or something.
I'm going to WWE on Saturday.
You are?
Money in the Bank.
Where at?
It's at, they actually moved it. It was originally at, like, the bigger arena. I don't think it was at T-Mobile Arena because the UFC's there.
Right.
It was at a bigger one, and then they moved it to, like, the MGM Grand Arena, which is pretty bad.
Oh, it's like 5,000 or 6,000?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, you're going to a WWE event Saturday night in Vegas?
Yeah.
And the WWE has a show?
So, wait, you would fly
UFC?
Out there Tuesday and come back Thursday, or are you doing that just for Cappy?
I would do... So, I'm flying out there already. I'm flying out there Friday after the show at, like, 9:30.
So, you would come back Thursday to fly back on Friday?
No. I'm going there this coming...
Oh, it's this Friday. Weekend. Right.
I'm
oh,
going.
Gotcha.
And then I'm flying back for like the morning of 4th of July. And so then, you know, if we wanted to go back, what is that, like Sunday, I think? So then if we went back like Tuesday through Thursday, I'd go back Tuesday through Thursday. So not even like a 30-minute flight.
This is all very close to happening, George. It's definitely happening for Lindsay. The question is, can I really pull it off?
I mean, why
what,
not?
What's
Bring
the
Rachel.
Problem, Cap?
I mean, I got things going on, you know?
Like what?
What things do you
we're,
have
We'll go for two nights.
I got a lot of
He's
things
not
happening.
Allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, see? You know what? Rachel did say at the Mandy Awards, we can call her anytime for a bit. So maybe we need to just call her on the air and ask her for permission.
For her permission, yeah, for you to go to Vegas. I mean, you can bring her, too. Why can't she come?
Oh, she probably got things going on, too.
Hmm. This doesn't sound know. Like this, you. Something's up.
This is, no, this may happen. This actually has a chance to happen. It's just a matter purely of execution on my part.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I mean, George, my daughter left to go to camp for the summer, okay? Mm-hmm. Which, hey, I miss my kid, and it's really expensive. But you know what? I wanted to give her this great experience. When I tell you I paid for the camp, like 2 days before the camp, and I knew about it for months, it just forever. It just took me forever to finally, like, put it to the
well,
top
when
of
they,
my list.
When they basically came to you and said, Mr. Kaplan, if you don't pay, we're going to take her off the list?
That kind of prompted things, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a procrastination problem.
Yeah. So I can't help you with that.
I know. Dude, I used to have, I'm not joking here, I had a personal assistant for like 2+ years.
Wait, you actually had a personal assistant? Get out of here.
George, I swear to you, it was so, I hired a person to be my personal assistant for about 2 years. Every time I needed to book a flight, do an expense report, any sort of thing like that, I would come up with the idea and then I'd say, please make this happen, and then she would.
What was her name?
Nah, I don't want to say names. It didn't end well. Didn't end well.
Oh, did you not pay her? Did you stiff her?
I was about to ask that.
Oh gosh.
She did.
Jeez.
You didn't pay her.
Happy.
Wait. I'm trying to decide if I really want to say what happened, because it's.
I
kind
think
of the...
you have told what happened.
Oh, didn't you have an intimate relationship?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't remember that.
I think I remember what happened, but I don't want to say, so you just say it, Ken.
I'll put it this way. It was the opposite of me not paying.
You overpaid.
No.
She stole money.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say.
There was a shady situation
I don't
want to
say.
She took advantage.
All I'm saying is this. Having an assistant, I would have had this thing booked. I'd have had hotel rooms. I'd have had the whole broadcast set up.
Nobody travels more than me, man. Like on commercial flights, and I book all my own stuff.
You do?
Yes.
ESPN doesn't have like a thing in the contract where they do it for you.
I mean, I could call the travel line, but I just do it myself. It's easier.
Yeah, when you have the travel people do it, it's a pain in the butt because it just is. Like I had to deal with that at NFL Network and. It's much easier doing it yourself.
I have all my stuff, all my airline stuff and hotel stuff directly connected already to the company stuff. Like I have them synced. So that way when I book it, it's just like the travel agent doing, except I get to do and pick my own thing instead of going, hey, so I need to leave around this time. And do you think there's a thing that's kind of close around that time? No, I just look at it. I'm like, okay, this is the flight. Boom, done.
So it sounds like Cap... I could take care of the logistics. We just need to get like permission, you know, for
no, book your own damn flight, Cappy.
What do you mean permission from who for what?
Well, I mean if we're trying to get it sponsored, if you're trying to get like a sponsor in here so you don't got to pay for your hotel, cuz like I said, I got a comp room and they said they'd take care of the resort fees on a second room, so it'd be like, you know, super cheap, but you know, I'm sure you could try and work something out with sales.
All right, let me talk to boss Amanda.
Why does she, I mean, sure, but like she's just going to say, I mean, if you can want to pull it off, go right ahead.
Yeah, she is going to say that, isn't she?
I mean, that's literally what she's going to say. I'm
telling you right now, I told you guys this yesterday. I had a friend who for years had a penthouse in a building. In
yes,
a
we
condo
heard. He
building,
sold it, and you're very
and
upset.
The mother sold it. And I'm like, bro, you just screwed up my whole Vegas thing.
Okay. Laura's going to get in trouble because we're 30 seconds over the break. You realize that, right?
No, let's not get her in trouble.
Okay. We're back in 90 seconds for Radio Tinder, award-winning Radio Tinder.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Chris. Really, really excited to be doing another edition of award-winning Radio Tinder because it's awesome. And it won a Mandy Award, just like me. So, first story here, guys. I was talking to Sedano about this earlier. Cappy, I want to know what you think. The Who's the Boss sequel series is now inching closer to coming to fruition. The show, which has been in the works for a few years now, is going to be available on Amazon's Freevee streaming service. I don't even know like what channel that is or where to find it or whatever, but regardless, that's where it's going to live. Original series stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano both posted on social media about the series yesterday, along with the hashtag Who's the Boss. And I want to know, are you guys in on the Who's the Boss reboot? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
Yeah, I'll swipe right. I'll check it out. I mean, at the very least. And if I like it, I'll stick around. If I don't, then I'm out. But I'll at least check it out, sure.
I'm going to swipe left and say there's no chance I check this thing out. No chance at all.
Where is it airing again?
Amazon's Freevee. Whatever that is. It's like, you know how
like
they're
Amazon Prime, but it's some sort of free version.
Yeah,
of
I guess it's like another version of it. You know how Hulu has, I don't even know. Like some of the arms, like Pluto and stuff like that, that some of these streaming services have. I've never heard of Amazon Freevee, but I guess it's the free version of.
When
streaming.
When was the last time you watched something on Amazon Prime?
Last night.
What was that?
I watched a documentary about what was it.
Well, that was
come
a
back
given.
To me.
Yeah, listen, I've watched one thing on Amazon Prime. I think I watched a Grateful Dead documentary, and I can't think of anything else that I've watched on Amazon Prime. There's another.
I watched this show about all these girls that are like they put them on an island for this weird social experiment. That was pretty good.
Yeah, who's the boss? Tony Danza, is he back in it?
Yeah, him and Alyssa Milano.
Oh, really? Alyssa Milano's in it. What about the lady that was the mom?
I don't know.
Judith Light?
I don't remember that show.
What was her name? Judith
what? Judith Light.
Yeah, is she in it?
I have no idea.
I'm out.
You only want to watch it if Judith Light's in it?
No, it's just that I feel like it's going to be hard for me to find on Amazon.
Yeah,
and then
good point.
I'm not really that into it that I got to see it, you know?
It's not even on Amazon. It's on like a sister station of Amazon, so there's no chance you're finding it.
Mm-mm.
Well, speaking of streaming services, Netflix revealed today that Cameron Diaz is returning to the acting game in the upcoming feature Back in Action for the streaming service, and it's her first on-screen role since 2014 when she was in the movie Annie. I didn't even know that she was in that movie. Did you guys?
Did not. Who'd she play in Annie?
I think she was like the evil stepmom or mom or I don't know. I didn't watch that movie. But according to Netflix, it was her co-star in that movie musical remake, Jamie Foxx, that convinced her to come out of retirement for another collaboration. And Jamie Foxx, of course, had the receipts to back that claim up, and he posted the audio from his conversation with Diaz about how to properly make an I'm unretired announcement. Here is the audio clip that he posted.
Hello.
Cameron, what up? It's Fox.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for calling. I'm so anxious right now. I'm like pacing the room.
How do you feel though?
I feel excited, but I don't know how to do this, you know?
I understand. Listen, I got somebody on the line that can help you with this. Can I click him in?
I would love that. Any kind of tip I can get.
All right, hold on a second. Hello, Tom, you there?
Jamie, what's up, man?
Chilling, man. Cameron, it's the GOAT.
What? Tom?
Hi, Cameron.
Oh my God, is this Tom Brady?
I was talking to Jamie, and he said you need a few tips on how to unretire. I'm relatively successful at unretiring.
Honestly, exactly what I needed.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump off and let you guys chat it up.
Perfect. We'll take it from here.
Okay, so that was a cute, funny little bit that they did, right?
Yeah.
But is Cameron Diaz unretiring from acting, coming back to the game? Is this a big deal to you guys? Swipe left or swipe right?
I will swipe left only because I didn't know she had retired from acting.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, I did mention, what was it, like a couple weeks ago where she was on, talking to someone, Gwyneth Paltrow or one of these people, where she was like, yeah, it's been
was
great
it like
being.
Gook TV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was like, it's been great being out of the public eye for like the past 10 years. Like, I just feel so free and happy, like talking about how lovely her life was now that she wasn't a Hollywood actress anymore. And then like a week later, she's going to be in a movie again.
I wonder what she was doing with her life.
Nothing. She said she was just hanging out and being a mom.
Where at?
I don't know. She probably lives in some huge fancy mansion up
in L.A. somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if she moved out of L.A. Because if you retire as an actor or an actress, do you still live in L.A.?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I don't know because a lot of
nice
people
to live here.
I agree with you, but yeah. A lot of people in entertainment wind up leaving when they're not working.
I mean, are you,
when they're
not
I'm working.
Not going to leave when I retire.
Well, your wife is from L.A.
Yeah, but I'm not going to leave anyway. My wife, I had to convince my wife to move back to L.A.
What'd she want to do, stay in Connecticut?
I mean, she did like Connecticut. It's so strange. She grew up in Northridge. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know, but Tom Brady calling, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. You would love that.
I would
literally
love it.
Would soil yourself if he called right now.
Dude, first of all, Jamie Foxx called me. You know, hey, George, listen, soiling myself, you know about my stomach. I mean, I carry extra underpants in my car. But the thing is, if Jamie Foxx called me, that would be cool just in and of itself.
Right.
But then when Jamie Foxx says, I got somebody that you need to talk to, and then Tom Brady gets on the line, I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, that's dope.
Well, especially because it should have been Brett Favre, because remember Cameron Diaz.
Something about Mary.
That would have been funny.
Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. That would have been funny,
Favre.
Actually.
Yes, that would have been very funny.
So I looked it up, and apparently her and her husband, Benji Madden, who was in Good Charlotte, probably not familiar with that band, Cap.
Yeah.
Nope.
But they live in a big, you know, fancy schmancy $13 million home in Beverly Hills.
Gotcha. All right. So
by the way, O'Shea texts me. He says, The Boys is the best show on Amazon, to which I responded to him. I've been meaning to check it out. And he wrote back, well, if you value our friendship, you will.
Oh, really? Is he in The Boys?
I don't think he's in it.
I don't think he is, but he likes the show.
Yeah, Greg likes it too, and I've heard him talk about it because people say it's like really good, like gross, weird humor. So yeah. I feel like it's something I would like. Mm-hmm. So I've been meaning to watch it too, but I feel like a lot of times, like I just want to put stuff on to like.
I still need to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi before I get into The Boys.
Oh, I finished that last week. It's amazing. It's so good.
Yeah,
I gotta find Amazon on all my things. Like I go to Netflix, I go to YouTube TV.
I don't really know how to find these things.
No, I never use Amazon.
I mean, I get it, but smart TV. You literally have a TV that you can talk to, and you can just tell it.
Hold on, Amazon Prime.
Hold on, Amazon Prime. Let me see what happens. Oh, there it is. Nice.
See how easy that was?
That was really great. But I'm telling you, I haven't used it in so long.
What I'm telling you is this excuse of, I don't even know where to find it.
Right.
Like, you just tell your damn remote and it'll find it for you.
Sign in.
That was a very Adam Sandler-ish impression of Cappy there, Sedano.
Yeah.
That was like Cap doing Adam Sandler.
Your ball. You got to go home. Go home, ball.
All right,
Gilmore.
Last one here really quick. Taco Bell's newest fast food idea features a giant Cheez-It that's 16 times bigger than the normal cracker.
So I thought this was a joke.
Nope.
I saw this on social media, this is like a real thing?
Yes, it's real.
What's it called? It's a giant
Cheez-It tostada that they're going to have, and it's topped with seasoned beef, sour cream, tomatoes, lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, and it's going to be available at one location in Irvine, California for 2 weeks. So we're going to have to, like, road trip down there, I guess, if you want it. They're going to have the big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme, too, which is the same giant Cheez-It and all the same ingredients, but it's wrapped inside of a tortilla. So that's, like, extra carbs, you know, for those, you know, non-keto people like me. The tostada is going to cost $2.49, and the Crunchwrap will be $4.29. Are you guys going to try the giant Cheez-It items from Taco Bell? Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm going to swipe left. I'm going to say no. I'm not going to try it. I'm not opposed to it.
And I actually like to take potato chips or tortilla chips or anything that's crunchy and put those things in a sandwich. I like that. Like if I go to Jersey Mike's and I get a number 7, I'm going to take some jalapeno kettle chips and I'm going to put them in the sandwich and I'm going to crunch on the sandwich. So I'm for the crunch, and I'm not even like anti-cheese it. I just don't see myself going to Taco Bell because every time I go, once I get through the drive-thru and I start eating the burrito, it's like this could happen right now. It's just
So it's funny you say that. So I actually have a quandary, but we can do it on the other side. It is a dinner quandary. We are doing fast food tonight, and there's a reason for that, which I'll explain on the other side.
Well, I want to hear this.
But I need everyone's help on what the fast food of choice should be tonight. Okay. In the Sedano household for dinner.
I want to hear
we'll get
options.
To that in a second. Plus, Shaq with a real fresh breath of honesty. I'm excited that Shaq just said, and I'm not surprised that he would say this, but he said something that's just like, yeah, of course that's how you feel. Radio Tinder, by the way, is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, to man the extraordinary, like I do, with Tequila Mandala.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah, Cappy. Come on.
You know, I can't say I know this jam, George.
Really?
Wow.
This is like a super popular song.
And this sounds like Harry. Is this Harry?
No. No.
Who is it?
Glass Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Glass Animal?
Yep.
Don't know them.
Animals.
Glass Animals.
There's multiple animals.
They're plural, these glass animals. The not just one of them.
Yeah. No. Song is called Heat Waves.
Heat Waves, because it's hot in L.A.
It is hot, dude. It is hot. Although I will say I like it.
They are a British band, though. So.
Never heard of these guys. Glass Animals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, wow, this is wacky animals? Stuff, this Glass Animals. That's what you sound like right now, well, Cappy.
No, I just asked my son and his pal. They're both 22. I'm like, yo, you guys know the Glass Animals? They're like, no, who's that? You guys are so not hip. You guys are
it's
so
very
not,
poppy.
You guys are so not
I never
cool.
heard of it either, Cap, but I don't listen to the music on the radio. So
I kind of by default have to because of where I work. So.
Actually, I think we're really lucky that Laura is like deeply embedded into the music scene now with her job at Apple.
I mean, this was a number one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big, big hit.
That's how I know I'm getting old when like I don't know the music that's like the pop, top of the charts music.
I agree. Yeah. Or when it annoys you when it comes on, you're like, ah.
Well, sometimes the problem is they play it too much. Like it's just over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But anyway, before I get to the Shaq thing. So, Cappy.
Yeah, tell me about this fast food quandary you have.
Okay, so you were not in the studio yesterday, but I told the girls, I said, oh, when I go home, it's going to be like 50 million eight-year-olds at my house because my daughter was having like a pool party all afternoon with her friends from school. And, you know, my wife is friends with the moms or whatever. They live right down the street, basically. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody just kind of walked over and you know, in the pool. So when I arrive, you know, they're having pizza. You know, the kids are hanging out now playing video games like 7:30 at night, 7:45 at night. And the moms are out there having, you know, some drinks, you know, and you know, having some wings and pizza. They ordered Wingstop and they ordered pizza. So I, on the way home, I picked up, because I figured the girls would have just eaten, so I picked up some cupcakes from the grocery store.
Aw, what a sweetheart.
And I did. So I got them some cupcakes, some chocolate and vanilla cupcakes.
Did anybody tell you to do that or you did it on your
own? No, I did that on my own.
Oh, my God. You are this Sedano. What an angel. Go
ahead. You know what? When I was a kid... And it's crazy because I never had a cavity in my entire life, okay? My dad used to bring me a candy bar pretty much every single day of my childhood.
Same candy bar or different one?
Different one. Sometimes it'd be a Kit Kat. Sometimes it'd be like a Twix. Sometimes
you ever
like
have a Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, Whatchamacallit was my favorite.
Love Whatchamacallit.
You know, a Crunch Bar. Every day be something different.
How about Mr. Good Bar? You ever have a Mr. Good Bar?
No, I didn't like Mr. Good Bar.
See, that's
I mean, it's okay. It's just
love.
Peanuts.
Right,
know? But... he generally knew like the wheelhouse of what I liked. Mm-hmm. And every day it would be something different. And, you know, Kit Kat was probably the most popular of that. Sometimes it was M&M's even. So anyway, so I it's funny. I never did that, but it always kind of stuck in my head like, oh, you know, like I don't want to give him a ton of sugar. I mean, it worked out okay for me, I guess. But, you know, you shouldn't roll the dice like that. But my kids eat plenty of sweets. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, oh, there's a bunch of kids there. Cupcakes. It's easy. I can go to the grocery store. They already have them prepackaged from like the bakery or whatever in the grocery store. I'll just grab some and go. So I did. I got that. But then when I got home, I was like, man, I'm pretty tired. I'm like, oh, I'll have some of the wings or whatever. I had a slice of pizza. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some tequila mandala. And I was like, so I asked the ladies. I said, do you guys want to try this tequila? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Which kind of tequila mandala?
Huh?
Reposado?
No, the extra añejo.
Oh, you're breaking out the good stuff for the wives of the neighborhood?
Yeah, they're my wife's friends.
That's really nice. I mean,
he's an impressive human being. Listen to the story so far.
I know. He stops to get cupcakes without even being prompted or told what to do. Me, I have to be told what to do, and now you're breaking out the really good stuff?
Husband of the year.
Wow.
So I give them some, and they love it, obviously. So I had to pour a couple, and I poured myself a couple. All neat, you know, but what happened was, remember, they had been drinking wine. So now the alcohol content for them, not me, because I'm just had a few drinks, you know, like has now gone up a lot.
Okay. So now it's a pool party for moms.
Right. So my wife literally, we were out there late. It was like, so all of a sudden my wife out of nowhere gets up to go to the kitchen and goes, hey, we should turn on the jacuzzi. Do you guys have your own bathing suits? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, how long is that going to take? And she's like, nah, just probably like 20, 30 minutes with tops, you know, to heat it up to the right temperature. And I'm like, well, it's 11:30. And she goes, what? And I'm like, what do you guys think you've been doing for the last couple of hours? Like, you've been pounding wine and tequila. Like,
time flies when you're drinking tequila mandala.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So these kids, everybody was here. It's like almost like 1 a.m. It's summertime. They don't have nothing to do.
Wow.
So it's... And then they walked home.
So you stopped for cupcakes. There was pizza. There were wings. But you said that tonight you have a quandary.
So we went. Mateo went to bed at his normal time around 7 something. Mm-hmm. But he's always the first one to wake up. So Mateo woke up in the morning when we were all tired. Aria was sleeping because she was here with her friends till 1 a.m. And my wife and I were up with guests, obviously, till 1 a.m. So at like 7 o'clock when he barges, and I mean barges through the door, you know, like a bat out of hell, he's like, he wants to do stuff. So clearly we're tired today. I'm less so tired. My wife, very tired because she drank way more than I did with her girlfriend.
Well, you know why? She's making up because she wasn't at the Mandy's and she wasn't at the Mandy's after party.
Fair enough. So I said to her, hey, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Like, and then she like mentioned something. I'm like, well, we can just get like whatever you want. You just go to like Del Taco or something and just get some tacos or whatever. She's like, yeah, let's just do that. I said, well, what do we want to do? Maybe you want to do some In-N-Out or whatever. So we have not figured out. She has not texted me what her preference is. But I feel like maybe we just leave it up to like crowdsourcing here. Like what should be my fast food dinner of choice today? It's been a long time since we've had fast food for dinner. So I like Del Taco only because they have the plant-based tacos too. So, like, I mean, but they're next door to each other.
You're going
to
try and health it up when you go for fast food?
I would go to Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In-N-Out is close.
Let me tell you about Shake Shack. If you had to go to Shake Shack or In-N-Out, I'm just going to tell you this. You'll pay 3 times as much, maybe 4 times as much at Shake Shack, and you'll get done and you'll go, why didn't I go to In-N-Out? So if it came down to Shake Shack or In-N-Out.
I like Shake Shack's shakes better.
I agree. Oh, okay. Shake Shack has the better shake, but the burger.
I care more about the milkshake. You guys are burger guys. I'm a milkshake person. I would drink milkshakes every day for the rest of my life if I could.
Yeah, I love them too.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now, George, if I had to choose between the burger, In-N-Out burger or Shake Shack burger, I'll take the In-N-Out burger.
100%.
It's basically the same thing.
No, it's not. You know why it's not?
No.
Because an In-N-Out burger, double animal style, might be like $5 or $6.
Oh no, right.
But
and that's,
the same
no, I mean
burger,
the way it tastes.
Like $13, $14. So why am I going to, if it's basically the same, why am I paying twice as much?
Oh, no, I get you. I'm with you on that. But I'm also going to, here's the thing. The good thing is that the Del Taco is like really close to the In-N-Out. So I can like potentially
do both
very easily. Like if she
wants
In-N-Out.
Let me tell you what you should do.
Get it.
Yeah. Go into In-N-Out, place your order, run to Del Taco. By the time you get to Del Taco, you'll be back. You're in an hour, it'll be ready.
Yeah.
It's not a bad call. I, last night, had, and this was also a little bit late last night, I got home about 11:30, 12, and Rachel's son had ordered on DoorDash a 20-piece Chick-fil-A nuggets. And the dude ate like 6 or 8 of them. So now there's all these leftovers, and they've been sitting there for a couple hours. Man, I start eating these things late at night. The freaking chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A, I can't say no to them. If they're around, I can't not eat them.
Yeah, they're good.
They're unbelievable, even cold and dry. No, they're great.
I'm with you, Cap. I think they're the best. Like,
they're good. I don't know if unbelievable is where I'd go. So.
You know,
I mean, who's got a better chicken nugget than Chick-fil-A?
None. No one does. They have like, it's like a sweetness to the like the breading.
Yes, there's a little hint of vanilla somewhere in there.
I don't know about
George,
vanilla.
George, try that.
Whatever, okay.
I have tried them before.
You're not as impressed.
Right.
You know,
they're only ite.
In the Midwest, they have like this, it's like cheese. It's like cheddar cheese, and you put like dip your fries in it. But they also, it's so good with the nuggets. And I was so bummed when I moved here and I realized that they don't have that out here.
No, but they have the Chick-fil-A sauce, which is, it's not a cheese, because I think
cheese
actually
is so much better.
But I'm telling you, the Chick-fil-A sauce is also bomb.
I'm going to bring some home next time. When I go to Ohio, I'm bringing back some of the cheese sauce.
You're just going
to
melt some cheese?
No, it's like they put it in like a little cup, and you like dip your fries in it.
No.
So good. But it's like white cheddar. It's not like your typical like nacho cheese. It's really good.
You're doing Del Taco and In-N-Out.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what my wife wants to do. Real quick. So did you see what Shaq said the other day?
About I did see this.
Players in today's NBA.
Yeah.
He confessed that, you know, when he went after, like, he goes after Rudy Gobert, right? Like, mm-hmm. and people clap back at him. He's like, you know, he basically admitted that he's not happy that Rudy Gobert makes $250 million. And he's like, yeah, man, like, imagine what I would have made in this era. You know what I mean? Like, and I actually like the fact, I thought it was refreshing that he was honest about that.
It's not really that shocking, though, that a great player from an era of the past who was great but was making a lot less money looks at today's guys and goes, I'm so much better than this guy. How could he be making that kind of money? And I understand it. I mean, listen, all old guy athletes do this. They all do it. How could this guy make this much money?
Oh my
God. I played, I was so much better and I made so much less.
Did you see, like, with all the numbers, I meant to ask Keyshawn about this when I saw him on Friday, but with all the numbers, the record-breaking numbers that wide receivers are getting paid right now, and, like, no offense, like, some of these guys are really good, obviously, and some of them are, like, good, but not, like, great. And I'm thinking, like, what would Keyshawn have made in today's NFL? Like, especially now that people are valuing wide receivers in a way they had never done previously.
Well, and Keyshawn also, just, you know, kind of side note, was really tall, was physical, could run good routes,
long,
had speed. I mean, he kind of had I mean, in today's day and age, in today's game, Key, I don't know what the highest paid NFL wide receiver is making, but Key, especially in his prime,
was the deal. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be making some money.
So, Kevin Durant, when this got posted, whatever Shaq said about Rudy Gobert, Kevin Durant quote tweeted and said, Shaq is hilarious. You're a billionaire, bro. LOL. To which Shaq responded to him and wrote, I know I'm hilarious and I'm not a billionaire. I'm actually broke, but we'll always speak facts. Thank you. Saying I'm funny means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it like Shaq?
I'm waiting for that.
Hey, Chuck, you know, I'm really funny, Chuck. And I'm broke, Chuck.
How's that? Is that pretty good?
Yeah. We all know Shaq's not broke. He's literally on every commercial in America.
Dude, they say he's worth, and I know somebody reported this in one of these articles, that Shaq is reportedly worth $400 million.
Yeah, I believe it.
I feel like he's got to be worth closer to a billion these days.
Yeah, no.
He invested in like Google really early on and in Starbucks.
I mean, $400 million is still pretty damn good, too.
Yeah, you're right.
$400 million means this.
The stock market is also not in the best place right now, so you're right.
But still, $400 million means you fly private jets, you have mansions in every city you want to have a mansion, and money is never going to be a problem for you. That's what $400 million means.
Pretty much.
Not that I know. I mean, not that I've got $400
million. You with Canelo when you've flown with Canelo.
Well, Canelo and you know, a few other guys here and there, but... You look at these guys and you're like, God, this guy must be a billionaire. And if you ever asked anybody, like, dude, you're like, is this like a billion? Like, if you got a private jet like this, does this mean you're a billionaire? And people,
I mean,
be
it
like,
might.
They'll laugh, but sometimes they'll be like, are you crazy? A billion?
You know what I wish a billionaire would do?
Tell me.
Or at least a Major League Baseball commissioner? Fix the blackout rules. It is the most annoying thing. And I'll explain to you another story from last night about trying to watch the Dodgers outside in my patio. I'll get to that because Rob Manfred did an interview with Don Van Natta of ESPN, and that was like the thing that stuck out to me the most in the entire interview that the commissioner of Major League Baseball
did. He's talking about blackout rules?
100%, because I think it frustrates everybody in all sports, but particularly baseball. We'll get to that coming up in a second.